It wasn't what folks around here wanted to hear. During Danielle Smith's televised address last week, the premier warned that softening oil prices would mean the UCP government will have to show more restraint than originally anticipated in this year's provincial budget. That's not good news for several projects in these parts that are hoping to see the allocation of provincial dollars when Finance Minister Nate Horner tables the budget tomorrow afternoon. Money for a much-needed interchange at the intersection of Highway 2 and 338th Avenue was a long shot even in a more robust budget, so the chances of it being included in a belt-tightening version seems unlikely, which is a shame given its necessity. The carnage that has taken place at that intersection over recent years, including two fatalities in 2023, screams for the construction of an interchange, a project the province can't continue to ignore without dire consequences. Another initiative that might have trouble getting traction in a tight budget is a town of Okotoks request for affordable housing funding. The town is rightfully putting a priority on such construction, which it has identified as an urgent need, but several shovel-ready projects need a provincial infusion to become reality. Perhaps the best chance of being included in Budget 2024 is the Foothill School Division's request for a new high school in the Wedderburn area at the north end of town, a project that would relieve pressure on Foothill's Composite High School, which is at upwards of 130% capacity. Given it was one of 14 projects granted planning funding last year, it's not like this year's budget was ever going to include funding to start construction on another high school, but if there's money earmarked to continue the planning, design process, that would have to be considered a victory for the division and the next generation of Okotoks students.